We are learning Mesechlis Erevin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top, a middle of the line, Ravina Amar. We learned in a Braisa that there's such a thing as a Migrosh for the Ari Leviim. The Ari Leviim are cities that were given to the Leviim, and they get a space of 2,000 Amos out of the city which belongs to them as well. And the first 1,000 Amos is used for a Migrosh, and the second 1,000 Amos is used beside this for Krum. And the Gemara says that the Migrosh is one quarter of the surface space of everything else. And the Gemara was having a hard time figuring that out, because in the Pashtos, if it's a city that's 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, then each side of the city has 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, which means four boxes of 1,000 by 1,000, which makes it 16. And the corners also have 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, which makes four boxes of 1,000 by 1,000, another 16, which is 32 altogether. And you figure out the Migrosh, which means the first 1,000 Amos next to the city, so you have on four sides two boxes, which makes it 8, and you have in the corners another four boxes, which makes it 12. 12 out of 32 is more than a third. It's much more than a quarter. So what does it mean a quarter? So the Gemara had two pshat that we had till now. We had Abaya's pshat, and we had Rava's pshat. But now we're going to have two more pshatim from Ravina and Rav Ashi. Zok the Gemara, Ravina Omar, my Ravia, it means Ravia the Tchumim. And the way the Meiri learns is like this, that according to Ravina, Tysus mashed like that as well, top Tysus, that Ravina holds that for a Migrosh, they only got a Migrosh next to the walls of the city, but not by the corners. So if you figure it out, they only get 8 square of 1,000 Amos by 1,000 Amos, because on each side of the city, you get 2 squares of 1,000 by 1,000, times 4 is 8. And if you count everything up, it's 32 squares of 1,000, 1,000. 8 out of 32 is a quarter. 8 out of 32 is a quarter, so it's a simple way to work out that it's only a quarter. That's Ravina's pshat. But there's a chiddush Ravina. He's saying that you only get a migrosh right next to the city, but not connected to the corners. Rav Ashi Omar, similar but the opposite. Rav Ashi Omar, my Ravina, Ravina de Kronos. Rav Ashi, according to Rashi's second pshat, holds you only get a migrosh by the corners. So you only get four boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 connected the corners. That's all you get. And therefore, it's one quarter of, but what's one quarter of the chayav? It's four. Four out of 32 is much less than a quarter. So it means one quarter of the corners. Each corner is four boxes of 1,000, 1,000, and it's one quarter of that, because altogether 16, 4 out of 16 is one quarter. That's what it means. Nimsa Migrash Revia means, because according to Rav Ashi, the Migrash is the corners, only the corners, like Rashi's second shot. He says, Rashi, I'll read it inside, Rashi's feeling, the inis the Migrash El Lakronisair, Elef Elef. So therefore, it's always, no matter what size the city is, it makes no difference. It's always going to be, the corners are always 2,000 by 2,000 Amos, the corners of the Tchumen, and therefore, if it's one, and this means four boxes of 1,000 by 1,000, and if one box goes to the Migrosh, it's always one quarter, it's always a Revia. That's Rav Ashi's Pshat. Amar Rabban Rav Ashi, Basav of Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk that the Migrosh was all around. It says, Migrosh Ha'arim, Shetitnu La'aviyah, Mekir Ervachutza, Elef Amos Saviv. It says all around. So if it's all around, here we're saying, Rav Ashi is saying, it's only by the corners. But Saviv Ksiv, Zok Gemar, my Saviv, Sav the Kronos. Corners also called around. Diloy Teimahachi, if you're not going to say that, I'll bring you a Klar Raya that corners are called around. Because it says by Ayla, carbon Ayla, Ksiv, Vizarku, it says in the Pasuk, Vizarku Es Hadam, Amazbeach, Saviv. You have to spritz the Dam, Amazbeach, Saviv. Do you spritz Dam all around the Mazbeach? No. You just put it in the four corners. And still, it's called Saviv. Hachinami. You're going to say it has to be Saviv Mamish by Mizbech? Ella, my Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. It means around the corners. Hachinami, my Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. Saviv can mean Kronos. So, Ad Kan, we are finished explaining the Braisa before that said that Migrosh Ravia. We had altogether four Pshatim, and today we had two more Pshatim, Ravina and Ravashi, that made three and four, Pshat number three and Pshat number four. Pshat and what it means a quarter, and if Ravina, according to Rav Ashi, it's very simple to figure it out. Ravina means it just means the ones that connected the city, which makes altogether 8 out of 32. And Rav Ashi says it means a quarter of the corners are from Migrosh, and that's the only Migrosh that there is, and it's still called Saviv. Now the Gemara goes back to the halacha of the beginning of the of a brayso on top of Nunvav and Beis that says you have a round city, you make a square around it. What you do is you make a square around it. And we already explained the idea, but the Gemara is here is just to explain it a little better. That says you have a round city, you make a square around it. And we said you gain, in the it comes out, you're gaining a quarter. And what it is, we said is 400 in each corner, you gain 400 amas in each corner. That's what it said. But the Vart is that a square is bigger, a quarter, you get a quarter more ear surface space than you had till now. So Amalei Rav Chavivi Mechazanoa L'Rav Ashi. Rav Chavivi Chazanoa said to Rav Ashi, Ba'ika Mayrasha the Karnasa. L'chaira, that if regarding the Migrash, if you have a city, this is we're talking about the Arei HaLevi'im. If you have a round city, Bar HaLevi'im, make a square around it. And then we're saying you have a Migrash. And we said the Migrash went around, and one of the Pshatim we have before, we had two Pshatim before like that, the Baya and Rava, that since the Migrash was round, it was less a quarter. That's what we said. That since the Migrash is all around, it's less a quarter. That's what we said. So the question is, but if the city was squared out, so picture like this. You have a city that's 2,000 amas diameter, and you make a migros around it, 2,000 amas around it. But if you square the city out first, so it comes out, the square is jutting into the migros. So the migros is even less. Let's say it started off the migros being 12 boxes of 1,000, 1,000. We said since it's round, it loses a quarter, it turns into 9. But L'chaira is less than 9 because you have the corners of the Etzem city that you squared out. The corners are jutting into the circle. If you have a picture in front of you, in some of the art school Gemaras, they have a picture. You can look at the picture. You see the city, and you have a box around the city, and the circle around is the Migrash, but the box of the city is jutting into the circle. What's the pshat? What's going on over here? You have the corners of the city that are going into the Migrash, and for the Gemara Masa Iguta, the city is round also. But you squared out the city. So Gemara says, you say you square out the city, but that's only regarding to measure the Tchumim, that you count 2,000 amas out of the box. But do you actually make the city bigger? Do you put more houses there? No, it's a round city. So Avada, you know, Lagabi, measuring Tumi, make it a square. But Lemaisa, regarding your Migrosh, which is open space, it's still open space. It's just a way to measure. But that space, 1,000 amas round around the city, is completely empty. They're not going to put houses there. Just regarding measuring, To determine a measurement, you make a square, but not that there comes houses there. So Gemara's answer: Ein vader mina chazina commander Rabbi. Look at it, ilu it's square, but Rebuy vader mina Rabbi. Do you actually square it out? They're putting houses there? No, you don't do that. And now the Gemara goes to the point that I started making Akdama before about that you have a circle and you have a square around it, which you gain 400 amas each corner. The Gemara has a problem with that. How much is a square more than a circle? Revuah, which is a quarter, which comes out to be a third of the three. A quarter more, a third of three. For example, we said the example when you have 4,000, let's say it's 2,000 by 2,000 amas, and it's a diameter of 2,000, so the circumference is 6,000 amas, but if it's square, it's 8,000 amas, which is a quarter more, which is 2,000 amas more. If you go 2,000 amas out of what's existing there, 6,000, it's a third. So the question is like this. If a maruba is yoysel eagle, revia, so why do we just say that you get 400 amas more in each corner, which lands up being 800 amas? L'chaira, all you should be bigger is, not 800 amas, is not a third of 2,000, it's more than a third. All you should be able to get more, it really, is 666. Hani tamni meya, why getting 800 more? Shis meya v'shitim v'shva nechei tilslava. It should be 667 minus a third, which is 666 and two thirds. That's a third. That's how much you get bigger, not 800. Why do you say you get 800 across? Omalei, no, you're not making good cheshbon. Hani mila begula megaravua. A circle out of a square in the surface space, altogether you're getting a third more surface space. But here, when you have a circle, you are counting the diagonal. Now, if you look at a circle, it's in a box. When it comes to the walls, it's basically touching the walls. All that quarter more surface space is concentrated on the corners. And therefore, it ends up being concentrated on the corners. So that's why it's 400 amas more, 800 amas there, because across the diagonal, it's 800 amas. The surface space is a third more, you're right, but it's not spread out evenly. It's concentrated in the corners. Therefore, the corners will be 400 amas in each way. And the raya is, because every square, the diagonal is one amma and two-fifth amma, which makes it 2,800 amas across. And the diameter of the circle is only 2,000. So you see, clearly it goes 800 amas more, and that's why you have 400 in each corner. Hanimil be gulam garavua means the whole surface space. But across the diagonal, you need more. It's always 1 2/5 more in the diagonal. We'll try to explain this one more time clearly, because it's a little bit complicated, because what's the havmin of the Gemara? But the Gemara's question was that we said that if you have a circle city and put a square around it, you're gaining 400 amas in each corner. And that comes that you're getting altogether 800 amas from one corner to another corner. So the question was, how are you gaining 800 amas? He shouldn't be getting more than 666 amas, because it's only a third, only a quarter bigger, which means a third milgav. So the teretz is that since a circle is not evenly spaced, when a circle touches the walls, there's no surface space. Most of the surface space is concentrated in the corners. And therefore, it ends up being 400 amas each way. And the way you figure it out is that the diagonal is 2,800, because it's one amma, two-fifth amma bigger. That's a bigger diagonal, is bigger than one of the sides. Each side is 2,000. 2,000 times 2/5 comes out another 800 amas. Adkan, the math, and the ribuas, and the igula. Now I want to go to a new Indian of Karfif. Zok the Mishnah. The halacha is, we finished saying that when you have a city, you first square it out, and then you count 2,000 amas out of the square. But wait a second, there might be a little more free space coming up. Zok the Mishnah, noisnin karfif liya, the Rebbe Meir. Meir says you get an extra 70 amas and 2/3 on every direction of the city. That's how much you get extra, and then you start counting trum. The Rebbe Meir. Rechomer, no. Lo omru karfif, we only said the idea of karfif, el ben shtei yoris, only between two cities. Only between two cities, the attached two cities, did we say an idea of karfif. If this city has 70 amas and 2/3, this other city has 70 amas and 2/3. The Karfif makes that the two cities are one city, and you'll square out these two cities now and count them out of those cities 2,000 amas. Another example where you get more space, and we'll see more what this means on Amar Beis, but right now the Gemara thinks it means three cities in a row. If between the A and C is 141 amas and a third, which is 70 amas and 2/3 times 2, then the middle one makes the 3 into 1. So it sounds like 141 amas and a third is not enough to make it one city. You have to put the middle one in between to be mashed in the space. So we'll see on the Gemara on the base exactly what this means, but right now we don't understand what this Mishnah means. But upon him, the ratio of the Mishnah, we have a chalekis Rameya and the Chamin. Rameya said a city gets a karfif, which means gets 70 amas and 2/3. And the Chamin say, only say a karfif for two cities. So talk to Gemara. First Gemara says, where's this idea that you get a karfif at all? How do you know such a thing? Not immediately, how do you know such an idea that you get a karfif? And a lot of times when the Gemara says Melon Remili, in these cases, only a smachto, which means the Rabbanan Degadrasha, because we know that Medaraisa is no Tchumim. So it's all the Rabbanan Degadrasha. Melon Remili. Omar Ravad Omar Krala Pasuk says, Mekir Ha'ir Vechutza. It says you get, this is the one, a Migrosh of the city of the Levium, you get out of the city, Mekir Ha'ir Vechutza, 1,000 amas outside. Now what's the Vechutza? If we say from the wall of the city 1,000 amas, obviously it's Chutza. What's Chutza? You give it a little karfif, and afterwards you measure. You first give a chutzah, and afterwards you measure, and with the chazal knew, chutzah means a karfif. The share of karfif is 70 amas and 2/3. That's the makar, that every city gets an extra extension of 70 amas and 2/3. That was our meyah shita, that every city gets a karfif, which is incidentally how we paskin. But the mar here is another shayla over here. What do you do about the Chacham? What's behind the Chacham? Chacham say, Le Omru Karfif El Bein Shtei Yaros. Only say the idea of Karfif for two cities. Itma. What does that mean? Rav Huna Amar Noisnin Karfif Lezu, Ve Karfif Lezu. when Chachamim come and say, one city gets no karfif, but two city gets a karfif, but when he gives the karfif, he gives a karfif, and each city gets a karfif. Each city gets 70 amos and 2/3. Rav Huna Amar, listen, karfif lezu, v'karfif lezu. That's Rav Huna Shita. Chiyah Barav Amar, karfif ech l'shteim. No, it's the same karfif as Ramei. Ramei said there's a karfif l'ir. Rav Huna said, no, you get a karfif for two cities. That means, if two cities are within 70 amos and 2/3, then it turns to one city. But if it's more than that, it doesn't turn to one city. According to Rav Huna, if it's within 141 amos, then it could be one city. So it's Mechlekes Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav. Talk to Gemara, our Mishnah sounds like, that's what our Mishnah says. Tanan, Macham Oimrim Le'omru Karfer Velvel Bein Beis Beyaris. Our Mishnah says that you only get to say a Karfer between two cities. Now, we just finished saying Karfer which means 70 Amos and 2/3. So it seems like that Chacham is saying the same Karfer as Ameyer. Ameyer said you get a Karfer for the year. Kum Chacham said Le'omru Karfer Velvel Bein Beis Beyaris. But it's the same type of Karfer. So it sounds like it's only 70 Amos and 2/3. It's a Raya, the Chiyah by Rav. The all you get is 70 Amos and 2/3 because that's the word Karfer, Taicha Karfer. It's a kasha Rav Huna. Omar Rav Huna, no. My karfif, Torah's karfif. When it says, le'omar karfif ben shtei aretz, means the din of karfif. Well, le'olam karfif lezu, each city gets a karfif. Karfif lezu, which means this city gets 70 amos 2/3, the karfif lezu, and this city gets 70 amos 2/3. Halchinam mistabra, it's not a meduyik like Rav Huna. Why? Because the Mishnah continues. It says, let's read it inside. The Mishnah says inside, V'chom loy omru karfif, alo estei yaris. Then it says, V'yach zu shivim am v'sharayim, v'lo zu shivim am v'sharayim. This city has 70 am 2/3, this city has 70 am 2/3. Oysa karfif v'shteim li yasechad. So mistabra, so halchinam mistabra, don't say, V'yach zu am v'sharayim, v'zu am shivim am v'sharayim, oysa karfif v'shteim li yasechad. Shmami no, it's a klar raya like Rav Huna. And Fakir, it's a kasha now, Chiyah Barav. It isn't a first of Mishnah that Chacham is saying each one gets 70 amos 2/3. Lema, they have a tifta of Chiyah Barav. Maybe it's a stumper on Chiyah Barav. It's a kasha on Chiyah Barav. So tomorrow, I'm not Chiyah Barav. Chiyah Barav, I'll tell you, no. Ha mani Rameihi. Those words then are going back to Rameihi. The way you read the Mishnah is, Noisin Karfel Eir de Rameihi. The Chamar Leomar Karfel Velvein Shtei Yaros, which means only 70 amos. And then it says, Go back to Ramei. And Miyash Azushiv Mamashraim. Azushiv Mamashraim, so Ramei Ashita, Oisakar from Shtaim Liyasacha. Let's go Ramei, Haman Ramei. Pray to Gemara, you Ramei, Hatonal Ration is a car for Liyar. Every city gets a car for. Why should this be different? Do you don't just repeat it over? If it's two cities, it's worse. Hatonal Ration is a car for Liyar. Tomorrow, Tzricha, it would have been worse. Tzricha. Dimahi, if it just said the first halacha, they get a car for a city, Havina Chad Bechoda. One city gets a karfif, for chal tarti, and two cities only get one karfif. Kamash malon, the tarti trey avina. For two cities, get each one their own karfif. V'yashminam, hacha. We just said the case of the cities. Meshum, the tchicha, tash mishizayu. The reason is that you would say, dafka two cities get the two karfifs. You would say, dafka two cities get two karfifs. What's the reason? Because the two cities are close to each other, and they don't have space, so therefore you have to give them some a karfif of 70 amos in each way, and that will still make them one city. Because every city needs space around it when there's another city in that area. Avahosamav only has one city. Maybe the 70 amos out of one city is not considered part of a city because you don't need that space. There's no city in sight that you have to have the space. It's not chikah tishmasayu. Avahosamav in chikah tishmasayu is no other city in the area. Maybe you don't get a karfif. That the karfif does not become part of the city. Emeloi, Tricha. Therefore, you have to tell me also that one city gets a karfif. So each, if you just said the case of the ratio that one city gets a karfif, you'd say maybe only one karfif for a city, even by two cities, only one karfif. Kamashlon, that two cities get two karfifs. If only said two cities get two karfifs, we understand why it gets a karfif, because they're so close to each other, they need space. But a city without anything close to it, maybe wouldn't have a karfif at all. Kamashlon, they have a karfif. But according to Chiyah by Rav, the Mishnah that says that Shimon and Shraim Azu is going daf for a meyer. But for Chum, you only get one karfif.